Tonight, fears are rising about more spread of the coronavirus. An Associated Press report finds demonstrations have taken place in the 25 U.S. communities with the highest concentration of new cases.
We're not really going to know about the impact for at least, I think, 2 weeks.
In Minneapolis, where protesters are gathering by the thousands, a silent transmission could overwhelm hospitals.
Our ICU care is virtually maxed out. We would not be able to handle a 5 or 10% increase very easily.
While reported cases are slowing down nationwide, the economic impact from the virus remains staggering. Nearly 1.9 million unemployment claims were filed last week, hitting more than 42 million since mid-March. But every week, the number of new claims drops slightly, a sign pandemic layoffs may be stabilizing as states reopen and more people return to work. In Las Vegas, casinos are now back in business. Universal's Orlando theme parks, owned by NBC's parent company, are welcoming annual pass holders again. And New York City is set to begin phase one of reopening on Monday. While businesses try to recover from the financial devastation of coronavirus, some cities now look unrecognizable. Entire blocks of stores already closed for months now boarded up after looting, like these in Seattle.
So that broke my heart to see the small businesses who've been really trying to hang in there now have this other hurdle.
Making the comeback so many need more challenging than ever.